In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. In today's gospel lesson, we hear the familiar story of Mary and Martha. And I don't know about you, but every time I hear this story, I get a little bit frustrated with Mary because her sister Martha is the one doing all the work. Now, maybe I'm alone here, but I don't think I am. I think a lot of us identify with Martha in today's lesson. After all, everything around us tells us that being productive and having a can-do attitude is essential, which Martha is all about. Martha is really the patron saint of multitasking. After she welcomes Jesus into her home, she prepares a meal, she cleans the house, she listens to a spiritual teaching, and she tells her sister what to do all at the same time. It's really quite impressive. Martha is one of those people you can count on to get the job done. Like the old saying goes, if you want something done, ask a busy person. If you want something done, ask a Martha. And if you're anything like Martha, which I suspect a lot of us are, then you might be making your to-do list right now as you listen to this sermon. And that's okay, I get it. On the other hand, Mary doesn't lift a finger to help out her poor sister. Instead, she just sits there listening to Jesus. And the way this story often gets interpreted is that we should be more like Mary, that we should stop being so busy, that we should stop doing and simply be, that we should learn to be a Mary in a Martha world. And I think there's merit and truth to this way of looking at the passage. After all, Holy Scripture does remind us to be still and to know that I am God. And in our society where more and more people are overworked and sleep-deprived, this is an extremely message for us to remember. But I don't think that's entirely what Jesus is getting at in today's text. Because as we know, Jesus had a lot to say about doing in the Gospels. For example, in his parable of the talents, the two men that actually do something are the ones commended, while the one who takes his talent and buries it in the ground is called wicked and lazy. In another of his parables, a father says to his two sons, "Go and work in the vineyard." And the son who decided, "You know what? I don't want to work. Work is doing, and I'm more into being." Well, things didn't turn out so well for him. And in last week's gospel, we heard the powerful story of the Good Samaritan, where an outsider, a good-for-nothing Samaritan, is the only one who takes action, the only one who stops and does something by helping someone in need. And Jesus commands his listeners and us today to go and do likewise. In today's gospel lesson, Luke doesn't say that Martha was too busy. Neither does he say that she was overcommitted. Instead, the word he uses is distracted. The Greek word is perispao, a word that means to be physically pulled or dragged away from something. In other words, Martha wanted to be with Jesus, but she was just too distracted. And what kept Martha from the one thing that mattered wasn't just busyness. It wasn't just having a lot of things to do. It was distraction. As many of us know and have personally experienced, sometimes multitasking just means we end up doing several things very badly. There's an old story about a young student who asked his wise teacher, "Where shall I find God?" "Right here," the teacher said. then why can't I see God? Because you do not look, the teacher responded. Well, what should I look for? He asked. Nothing. Just look, responded the teacher. But at what? Anything your eyes alight upon, the teacher said. But must I look in some special sort of way? No, the teacher said. The ordinary way will do just fine. But I always look in the ordinary way. No, you don't, the teacher replied. Because to look, you must be here. But you're mostly somewhere else. Jesus put it this way in today's gospel. Only one thing is needed. And that's the choice that Mary made in today's lesson. And that one thing was not that she would spend the rest of her life sitting in contemplation, doing nothing, letting her poor sister do all the work. The one thing was being with Jesus, was being in the presence of God, no matter what else was going on around her. Like Martha, many of us have come today worried and distracted by many things. The past few weeks in our country and in our world have been very turbulent, to say the least. The devastating shootings in Orlando, the brutal slaughter of police officers in Dallas, and the awful attack of innocent people in France. In the midst of this overwhelming violence, the story of Mary and Martha reminds us that at times like these, one thing is needed: to turn our attention to God, to trust in the power of the Holy Spirit to make all things new. Yesterday morning, I had the great privilege of baptizing two children here at St. Martin's. And in the middle of the service, I was reminded of those powerful words found in our baptismal covenant: to seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbors as ourselves, and to strive for justice and peace among all people, respecting the dignity of every human being. But the covenant makes it very clear that we cannot do these things on our own. Instead, the response is, I will, with God's help. First, we must remember to do the one thing that matters by turning to God, by turning to the one in whom we live and move and have our very being. Today, Jesus invites us to do just that. So may we who are worried and distracted by many things place our faith and trust in God. May we who are heartbroken and grieving this morning hear his words of comfort and of peace. And may we who are confused and disheartened be renewed today in our faith and strengthen for God's service to this hurting and broken world. Amen.